We're playing games with Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone. You guys did amazing with that one. Are you ready for one more?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So you get to team up in this one. And Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues in this game called Good Questions.
Yes, we change the lyrics of songs with a question in the title to make those songs about other types of tests. So all you have to do is identify the test that I'm singing about, or the title of the song I'm parodying, or the artist who made it famous. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
These questions, reading through the answers, wish I knew my pencils. Number two, number two. I've always wondered who gets a 1600. So much useless knowledge, just so you can go to college.
SATs.
That is correct, yeah.
And do you know the song?
I thought I did for a second. I like the word keeping it a secret from people when I don't know the answer.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like it.
Nothing's better on the. Nothing's better when it's only audio when someone whispers. That's
yeah. That's
when
the magic.
That's when you get your real sizzle.
That's right.
My guess is Jack Johnson.
I played it like a Jack Johnson song, but it's not a Jack Johnson. It's actually Rihanna. It's What's My Name by Rihanna.
Oh.
Well, it sounded great.
Great.
Oh, thanks. Now I realize that my style is very Jack Johnson-y, which, you know, you go to war with the army you have. So. Okay, here's another one.
I'm at therapy and she's puzzling out all the things that I'm feeling so anxious about. Hey, what's in those inky blots? It's my inner thoughts.
I was so trying to come up with a melody. That's our Bee Gees.
Bee Gees.
Right? How deep is your love?
Yeah. And then the Rorschach
That is correct. Yeah.
Test.
Yeah,
I've learned now that I cannot focus on a melody and a quiz at the same time. I can give you one or the other.
It's really hard. All right, here's another one.
I'm INFJ. That's how I am defined. You're ESTP. That means we're not aligned. So there's no choice. You've got to scram, even though this might all be a sham. 'Cause I only date based on this test.
That's Stevie Wonder,
yes,
right?
Isn't she lovely?
And
Stevie Wonder, yes. Isn't she lovely?
Like
that's
a
right.
Date based test. Is that like Tinder or something? Or
it's not usually for dating. It's actually it's frequently you take this at your job. At your job, it's sometimes the things that they do. And you get a designation that shows what you're like, and it's usually a four-letter designation.
What? We don't date or work.
A personality test?
Yeah, it is a personality test. Can you name any personality test? Because that's probably the one.
A personality test.
I can't name because our
hyphenated.
Our daughter had us do one, I think I came up with some kind of terrible personality.
Is that like a BuzzFeed thing? I don't know.
Like the first letter is either an I or an E. It's introvert or extrovert. And the second one is, I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It'll probably ring a bell when I say it. It's the Myers-Briggs personality.
Oh, God.
Yes.
All right, here's the last one for you.
Here's a drop of spit for you to see where in the world I'm from. And I'll fill out my family tree. Here's my data, 23 and me. Shoot, now the FBI is after me for an old crime spree.
Oh my God. First of all, I want that on an album.
Yep, I'll take
that. That's good, right?
A DNA 23andMe test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. DNA test.
And the Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach, I believe, a combo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Of Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
You're doing great. I'm focusing on you're getting both and I'm getting kind of neither, but I'm enjoying the experience a lot.
Also, somewhere in the 80s, I saw my mom and dad thought, hey, I bet this eighth grader wants to go see Dionne Warwick. And she performed in a white pantsuit. And I remember thinking, she's amazing. they were right. Yeah. That may have been my first concert was Dionne Warwick with my parents.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's very classy. Mine was Loverboy, very different.
Mine was Whitesnake, very similar to yours.
Oh.
Wow. Mine was Barry Manilow, also with my parents.
Look at that.
Oh. See, who needs a DNA test? You just do it through your first concert. I know who you are. I know where you're from.
I know exactly who you are now.
Thank you so much. Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone's new documentary is called Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal and Greed, and it premieres August 25th on Netflix. Melissa, Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. This was great.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you too.
All right, bye.
That's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our games were written by our staff, along with Matt Foster, Carol Lee, Mike Knothnagel, Mary Tobler, and Kara Weinberger. Ask Me Another is produced by Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, and Ramel Wood, with Gianna Capodona and our intern, Zach St. Clair. Our senior producer is Travis Larchuk. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. And our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grudman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.